Maria Pilar Izquierdo Albero was born in 1906 into a humble family of five children from Zaragoza, Spain. Pilar stayed at home, taking care of her brothers, and did not receive any schooling. Since she never went to school, she did not know how to write or even read, so she considered herself a little fool who only knew how to suffer and love, and love and suffer. She soon experienced the pangs of pain firsthand and understood the redemptive value of suffering. At the age of 12, she fell victim to a mysterious illness that no doctor could diagnose. Her parents then decided to move to the countryside but returned to Zaragoza after 5 years without improving their daughter's health. The family then moved into a small attic and survived in part on charity. In 1926, on her way to work, Pilar fell and broke her pelvis. She was allegedly cured by a miracle. However, her joy did not last long. In May of 1929, she felt a strong pain in her chest. She passed out and, after recovering, found that the left side of her body was paralyzed. After a few days, the paralysis appeared to have spread throughout her body, and she also lost her sight. For many months, she was unable to talk and could barely hear. During these years of penitence, Pilar allegedly received frequent visits from Jesus and became a victim soul. She underwent surgical operations without good results. In December of 1933, she was admitted into the religious institution of Marias de los Sagrarios, where Mass was sometimes celebrated in her room. Religious men and women from other communities, the Carmelites, Claresians, Augustinians, began to visit her. They considered her a living saint, and her fame started to grow in Spain. She was said to have the gift of cardiognosis, or the ability to penetrate the spirit of others. During the Civil War, many people from across Spain visited her, asking for news about their loved ones on the front and questioning her about their future. A great number of visitors, about 5,000, felt spiritually linked to Pilar. She even called them my flock. In 1936, Maria Pilar began to speak of the work of Jesus that would appear in the church and whose purpose would be to reproduce the active life of the Lord on earth through works of mercy. On the 8th of December 1939, a few months after the end of the Civil War, Maria Pilar was miraculously healed, a favor allegedly attributed to God, allowing Pilar to establish a religious congregation. The Archbishop of Zaragoza, surprised by the miraculous healing, began an investigation. In March of 1940, Pilar testified before the Curia in Madrid, where she had traveled to make arrangements for the congregation. Allegedly, Pilar already knew that the tribunal would conclude against her, as indeed happened in April. The news spread in the press and Pilar was called a witch, a hysteric, and possessed. Rumors suggested that she had established a divination in Zaragoza, earning lots of money. Without having a congregation approved, Pilar and the girls from her little flock lived in apartments as lay women. As time went by, they were able to settle in two houses in the surroundings of Madrid, where they developed an apostolic mission in troubled neighborhoods. During these years, Maria Pilar continued to suffer with Jesus. She did not bear visible stigmata, but was said to carry invisible wounds in her stomach and other cysts inside her body. In the early 1940s, new calumnies and rumors surrounded her, and many girls abandoned her foundation. In 1944, Pilar's confessor advised her to stay away from her own congregation. On December the 9th, she traveled to San Sebastian, the last stretch of the climb to Calvary. During the journey, on a freezing night, on snow-covered roads, she fractured her leg in a car accident. A malignant tumor that appeared almost at the same time fatally wounded her, but did not succeed in extinguishing the light of her faith or her firm conviction that the work would rise again. Prostrate on a bed of pain, abandoned by her creatures, she was able to enjoy the chalice more fully while encouraging her daughters by saying to them, I am sorry to have you leave me, because I love you very much, but from heaven, I will be more useful to you. I will return to earth to be with those who suffer, with the poor, the sick. The more alone you are, the closer I will be to you." Maria Pilar died on August of 1945, without seeing her work completed. Fortunately for her, her foundation continued and was finally approved in 1948 under the name Missionary Work of Jesus and Mary. Today, the congregation has 22 houses in Spain, Colombia, Ecuador, Venezuela, Italy, and Mozambique. Blessed Maria Pilar, pray for us.